News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, and the all-in kid, Jake Seely, I am Greg Sussman. What's going on, everybody?
Yo, what's good with you, Greg? Fantasy executive is a little hungry, so I had to go scoop up a slice of dollar pizza right quick. But I'm here, present, lunchtime. We're in the teacher's lounge.
What's going on, Matt?
I'll be eating some pizza after the show.
Fair enough. Jake, any pizza for you in the future?
Actually, I have leftover pizza for lunch, as a matter of fact.
So three of you are all eating pizza.
Everybody on the same page today.
Only one person eating pizza while we're on the show.
I'm fat boy.
Okay. There you go. I will not be eating pizza today. But
you
I will
a
be...
salad?
No, I'm having...
One of your fancy salads from the east side?
I'll be having leftover Chinese food from last night.
That's good.
Yeah,
it's free. So
what did I eat last night? That's good.
You didn't eat.
I didn't eat. Yesterday went by was a blur for me, to be honest with you.
I spiked ball yesterday.
Oh, really? At Central Park?
No, it's a boat base on the west side, like some random field that we found that had enough
How
grass.
How far up west?
What's spike ball?
79th ish.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
over there by the Trump buildings over there.
I think it's farther uptown.
I know that area.
This field.
I used to go out there, but we didn't used to be playing ball out there. We would go out there and
sure.
Yeah. Hit a little piece.
I understand. Spikeball is fantastic.
Yeah. It's smoke a doobie out there.
It's a fantastic game, Jake. I'm very sore today. Very sore. Shark tank.
I don't know
game.
What spikeball is. That's why I asked what it was.
That's what I'm saying. It's basically like kind of almost like volleyball with a net on the ground, and you have three chances with a teammate, and you got to spike the ball and try to hope your opponents do not return the ball.
Okay.
It's very fun, but you probably hate it because it's played on a beach in sand a lot of the time.
Yeah, I play Ultimate Frisbee on the beach.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, maybe you like spikeball then. It's awesome. But anyway, I'm very sore today because of it, but that's okay.
Would you consider yourself a first rounder if there was a spike?
I would not. No, absolutely not. We played there's four of us, it's 2-on-2 game, there's four of us yesterday, and we just, did random teams, basically, and the two better players got together, and then myself and the person I was matched up with, my partner, were together, and we got blown out in game one, and then we immediately switched the teams. And the day went by much better. But anyway, this past weekend was NBA All-Star weekend. In L.A. And Corey, on Sunday, and then just now on OT, you talked about how, to you, the star of the weekend was Adam Silver. He had a great weekend, and he's by far the best commissioner in all of sports. I don't think anybody disagrees with that, and I think what he has done...
And he's a young commissioner, too.
He's going to be in the role for the next 25 years.
Exactly.
So, and no one's going to disagree with that, and it's awesome. So that's cool. But I think it's fair to say that Adam Silver was the big winner. There's quite a few losers of NBA All-Star Weekend.
This is correct. Right quick on Adam Silver.
Do you know
when the NBA, the NFL was having little splits around Goodell?
Yeah.
They contacted Adam Silver.
Really?
Yep.
Before they could make Goodell the commissioner, while David Stern was still commissioner?
No.
Recently?
Recently, the NFL contacted Adam Silver recently.
To see if he wanted to become the NFL commissioner?
To see if he wanted to be the NFL commissioner.
That would have been awesome.
Jerry Jones made the phone call.
Smart decision by Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones is not in Roger Goodell's good... Not on his Christmas card list.
No, probably not. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Says a lot about Adam Silver.
It really does. Adam Silver's a good dude. He's a sharp cat. You know, I've met David Stern before.
I think I might have also at some point.
David Stern is on Jazz and Lincoln Center Board of Directors.
Okay.
So he's used to being in that building a lot.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
But nah, he was the big winner. You're right, it was a lot of big losers.
And I want to start to Saturday. We'll get to Sunday as the show rolls on. But I want to start with Saturday in particular. And that was the NBA All-Star Saturday night. Corey, Matt, I feel like you guys kind of thought it was a bit of a letdown of a night. You said, screw this, I'm watching the Olympics.
I did, but I did pick Devin Booker, so I was happy about that. That was my NBA highlight.
Devin Booker went off, Corey.
Devin Booker, he got busy in that. I believe that one round, he hit 22 out of 25. That's Larry Bird type numbers.
Crazy.
Devin Booker went crazy. Shout out Devin Booker. He really had his stroke going. You know, obviously, my guy was Clay. I was rolling with Clay. Clay came in second.
Yep.
But Devin Booker was a nice...
Unbeatable. And Clay had a really good finals, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, shout out to Clay. Shout out to Devin Booker. He got the job done. But it was, like, boring. It was boring.
No, why was 3-4 guy this boring? I didn't think it was boring.
Staples Center is too corporate.
Okay.
Staples Center is too corporate. You didn't hear the crowd in the background. Nobody was really getting into it. And my thing was, those seats were probably so expensive... There was a real big corporate crowd, you know what I mean? So I think that took some of the air out of it. Maybe it's different next year in Charlotte.
Maybe so. Steph Curry, hometown kid, he'll be back in three-point contest next year. Do you think some of it, Jake, was because Curry wasn't in it this year?
For the three-point contest, maybe a little bit. But the problem is the fact is they've watered it down and killed the skills contest, all three aspects of it in general anyway. I've been saying this for years. So they took the actual skills competition part of it, and now that's just – that's a trend. That's not even a real skills competition. You do one pass, you dribble through a couple things and two baskets. It used to be a hell of a lot more than that. That was at least a little bit interesting. The whole mix with the bigs and everything, I guess that's kind of fun because it was like, oh my God, I can mark it and win at the end. But like, whatever, now you're grasping for straws because you already watered it down and made it something I could do. So that's a joke. The three-point contest only being two rounds is a joke.
Yeah, why is it only two rounds? We're talking about, is it time, do you think?
It's their legs, man, jumping up and down all
that
many
times. Well,
it used
to be three. It used to be three rounds, no?
Yeah, it was three rounds.
Well, you know how today's athlete is.
Half of them don't jump. No, half of them don't jump anyway, Corey, because they were talking about it. They were talking about that's why Tobias Harris lost is because when he kept getting to the end of his racks, he was doing in-game jumps and he was tiring himself out. Because if you notice both times, he started really hot and the last two racks, he kind of fell apart. I was really excited for Booker because I picked him and wanted him to win last year, so I was excited to see him win this year. And the fact that he set the real record, like the inflated record with this new extra rack of bonus balls, but he also set the record even if he didn't have that. So that was kind of fun to see.
Yeah, he was just lights out throughout the competition on Saturday evening.
Something was wrong with the rim at the Staples Center too, though. It was just like a lot of shots was clanging off that joint.
They said that if you're listening to the broadcast, they said that's why some of these guys spend more time in practice because you know the rims are different and like you know some of them are tighter than the others.
That's what it is.
So you got a good call there, Corey. There are some of these guys who are just terrible. That was just brutal.
Like Paul George.
Paul George was horrific.
Like Paul George. So we did a...
was embarrassing.
So we did a... $10 a dude. Pick out of a hat, you get a guy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Your boy got Paul George.
Of course. Sorry about that.
Your boy got Paul George. Yeah, that didn't work out. I was going to my friend's apartment to watch. And I was like in route. And I was looking on my phone. And all I got was text messages. It was LOL Paul George. LOL Paul George. Like, cool. I have Paul George.
No, that was cool. What was I doing? I was, like I said, I was in the crib, you know what I'm saying, made something to eat. I had made a beer run, so I didn't get to see the beginning of the skills competition. Yeah. So there you go.
Spencer Dinwiddie, though, Matt. How about that? Matt. Spencer Dinwiddie.
You got to say, I really didn't see any.
All
right. Well, I'm just going to be honest.
What's up?
In the skills competition.
He cheated?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He threw, The passing part, you see that?
No.
The pass didn't go through.
It was actually, like, technically by the rules, like, he even tweeted. He's like, that was just smart. So you're supposed to throw it through the hoop.
Right.
Obviously. So, well, here's the other part of the skills competition so stupid. Once you run out of the rack of balls, you can move on. They only give him three now. So what he did is he missed the first one, and he threw the other two on the floor and ran.
Smart. Yeah, smart. It's in the rules.
It's in the rules. Man.
Probably change that next
year. They need to do a better job with that.
Did anybody, before we move on to Sunday, did anyone watch the Rising Stars Challenge on Friday evening?
Nah, I didn't watch Rising Stars Challenge. It was on in the background, try to catch the action of some of the dunks and stuff like that. So it kind of was just on. I watched. I wish we could have put money on the, if we could have bet on Celebrity Game MVP, I would have had Quavo 100%. That was the easiest lock on the board.
Why?
Because he's a former, he was an All-State quarterback.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His backup played a game in the NFL this year.
Oh, wow.
It was a random backup played 1 week this year.
Okay.
Probably for the Browns or something like that.
Sure.
And that was a dude that was behind Quay in the on whatever team he played for in Georgia.
Oh, that's so interesting.
See how bad Bubba Watson was?
Who? Oh, that Bubba Watson was crazy too, right?
Who? You host a golf show on this network.
The funny thing was is how terrible he played.
Yeah.
He said that he was considering leaving the tournament early to make sure he made it in time.
He was like, I'm going out here. Forget what I really do in real life. That's wild.
Just to show you how invested Matt Modica is in this conversation, he's currently tweeting MLB stats of the day.
So, that was good. It was cool. Nothing much really for the for the Rising Stars. Nothing really much for the celebrity. What I will say about Saturday night though, DJ Khaled.
Oh, Matt has thoughts on DJ Khaled.
With the low scores from DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled fat ass can't jump over a debit card. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Why is he giving the lowest scores?
Well, what did you think of the judges in general? It was like, all right, you got Lisa Leslie. Okay, that kind of makes sense. Dr. J. All right.
Yeah.
Got it. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then it's DJ Khaled, Chris Rock, and Mark Wahlberg.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, like I said, I turned it back to the Olympics, and then when I looked on Twitter, I just saw DJ Khaled, whatever you call him. He was the one getting ripped.
He's the guy that just says, DJ Khaled! That's what he does. I mean, he has a cute kid, evidently, right?
Yeah, I kept wondering, like, who? I keep seeing this fat bastard on all these commercials.
So,
it's DJ Khaled.
You know what was funny, before we get into the dunks
himself?
Born and
raised in the county of Dade.
What was really interesting was that the judges were seated in the wrong positions in the first round. Like, Mark Wahlberg was on the end, and it didn't, like, make sense. So, in between rounds, they had Mark Wahlberg move, so he was sat in the correct position.
Poor job of logistics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
From the NBA's standpoint.
Should we get into this?
But Saturday night, for the most, it was a boring Saturday
night. Do you want to get into the slam dunk contest, though? We got to get into it.
I mean, you knew Larry Nance was going to put on his Pops jersey. It was nice to see the tribute to Vince Carter though, because Vince Carter was the best to ever do it in this competition.
Sure. So I thought that was cool. I thought that Dennis Smith Jr.'s dunk was the dunk of the night. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, that was really, really cool.
I think I'm gonna go Nance Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought DSJ's was the coolest.
All right, now he was good.
Which one?
The one where he spun 360 between his legs.
The double tap on the back.
That was sick.
The tap on the backboard.
That was sick. The double tap on the backboard.
That right there, you can't really, you know.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that shows his true athleticism right there.
Oh, man, that was really cool. And then you had Donovan Mitchell, who was cool, too. But, like,
Mitchell's first dunk, he should have saved that one.
Was that the Kevin Hart dunk or no?
That would have been a good one.
No, that was the one off the second backboard.
Oh, yeah, that was fine. But, like, that wasn't really that hard.
Yeah,
that is hard to get that angle properly to have it bounce. Yeah, that's. I think you're not giving that one enough credit.
I don't think you're giving Dennis Smith Jr. enough credit.
I didn't say anything about Dennis Smith Jr. I was talking specifically about
Yeah, it was. Listen, that was awesome. Like, it was really creative, for sure. What did you think of the Kevin Hart appearance?
On Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, Kevin Hart appearance. Kevin Hart is always going to be front row at the NBA All-Star game. I don't know. Turner and the NBA and Kevin Hart must have some kind of a deal.
Yeah, I had a question about this because I don't know what Kevin Hart did. Did he show up loaded again like the Super Bowl? Because I saw on Twitter like something about like Kevin Hart. Nobody said, you know, we need more Kevin Hart or something. And I'm like, I like Kevin Hart. I think he's funny, but what's going on?
He is soaking the market.
The pregame stuff was 30 minutes long. That was
we are not up to that yet, Jake. Yeah. We'll get that.
I'm just saying. That's why. I'm telling Matt the answer.
Oh, that yeah, that's why he was trending on Sunday.
No, Sunday, yeah.
But Saturday, he made his regular appearance. I think he didn't do the celebrity game this year. Him and Kevin Hart is very short, which, you know, it's not an issue.
But, like, that was the thing. He's very short, and he ducked. Why is that impressive when you jump over a ducking?
Yeah, ducking Kevin Hart. You can jump over. I can jump over Kevin Hart.
I tweeted somebody. Somebody won up. They definitely got the better tweet when they're saying that's the first time Kevin Hart's ever been asked to duck in his life.
Yeah.
Who's taller, Kevin Hart or Florio?
Kevin Hart is probably smaller than Mike Florio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, freaking his kid was taller than Kevin Hart.
It's true.
Ken Rosenthal might be taller than Kevin Hart.
That's crazy. Sure? He's really short, Ken Rosenthal.
Ken Rosenthal. I can't
promise you that he's taller. 4'11". Bob Costas is really small too.
I never met Bob.
Really short dude.
Yeah. You know what? We got the power of the Google machine. Let's find out.
Oh, there you go, right there.
All right. Speaking of Kevin Hart.
That's crazy. I would hate for somebody to one day Google fantasy executive
hire. No, hold on. Ken Rosenthal is 5'5". Kevin Hart is 5'4".
Wow.
That's insane. Wow.
Kevin Hart is short. Huh?
Yeah, he is short.
He's vertically challenged, as I like to say now.
Wow.
That's crazy. Okay.
It's shorty.
So let's get to Sunday night. So I turned I turned on All-Star Game, like pregame coverage, just to have on in the background or whatnot. Yeah. And it was cool. You know,
had no problem with it.
You know, dudes at TNT doing their thing. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And then we get to this opening. I thought it'd be like, all right, it's always pretty theatrical or whatnot. And they've had some performances. Usually, like, Puff Daddy comes out at some point. You know, that usually happens. Rihanna
Puff
usually shows up.
Now.
Yeah. I expect that. I expect a little performance.
I don't think Rihanna's ever performed at one of these things because she has to pay Rihanna a lot of money.
She has, for sure.
Where did she perform at?
I don't think
she's ever done NBA.
She probably did it earlier on in her career.
Maybe she did the halftime show.
She might have done the halftime show. Hold on.
Because
I'll guess she performed at the All-Star game. Here, Rihanna, Drake, and Kanye, 2011.
What'd they do?
Rihanna did a medley.
Okay, Rihanna, Drake, and Kanye, 2011 NBA All-Star.
Umbrella, Rude Boy, Only Girl, What's My Name, All the Lights.
Oh, she killed it.
She did. So 2011, Riri did it. Happy birthday, Riri.
Happy birthday to Bad Girl Riri.
Absolutely.
I love that Bad Girl Riri.
I bet you do.
You know what Umbrella was about, right?
Thought it was about the rain pouring.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about rain pouring, but not there.
All right, so you have on Sunday night, mm-hmm. no Rihanna performing, no Drake or Kanye performing. Instead,
Kanye didn't make an appearance over the weekend. People lost their mind.
I didn't see Kanye.
No, he's not at the game. He went out to a. He went out and performed. He went out and performed one song with somebody at some spot in L.A. And everybody was like, oh my God, it's Kanye West. Like, he's becoming that guy now. And when he makes a public appearance, it's like, oh my God.
Which is crazy. He used to be everywhere.
He looked like a derelict, too.
Really? Yeah. He always kind of looks like a derelict.
Yeah. He looked like a derelict.
Well, maybe he's just too busy.
What's wrong with
Kanye? Maybe he's just too busy being a father.
No, he's child rearing. I get it.
I love when he told Mark Zuckerberg you should give him like $50, $60 million because he's such a great artist.
I loved it. That was great. Okay. So you had Rob Riggle, who's also everywhere, by the way.
I can't with Rob Riggle.
I can't do the Rob Riggle thing either.
He's not that funny.
He's not that funny.
Mm-mm.
He's a bit guy. He's in like small things, he has his place.
Right. So he's not that funny. By the way, Corey, we're currently on in the bar. I want to make that very clear.
Oh, really? Look at that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out to
I
him.
Want to make sure you know.
He had his small bit, and that should have been the end of it. not even last night. I'm talking like 3 years ago when this whole Rob Riggle nonsense started.
Right. Rob Riggle spent a year on SNL, by the way. No one remembers that, but wow. He did. I think he was on Mad TV also, and did SNL, but it was cool. So Rob Riggle became famous, and he did all his stuff, and that's fine. That's fine. And then Kevin Hart comes out. I'm like, oh, God. We're going to do this Kevin Hart thing. And I turned away because it was really all in the background. I don't even think I had the sound on for most of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, it's background. I'm hanging out with my friends and we're chilling. And I keep looking back. I'm like, this thing's still going.
I figured it was going to be a half hour.
And I'm like, Queen Latifah? Like, what are you?
Yeah, where the hell did Queen Latifah come from?
What are you doing
Queen
here?
Latifah? That was wild, too. I'm like, why is Queen Latifah
here? Why is she here? I don't get it. And then who else was in this performance?
It was Queen Latifah. Did Khaled come out Sunday night, Sunday too? No?
I don't think so.
It was Queen Latifah. It was somebody else. And that was, like,
else was
weird.
There.
But that person was a little bit more popular than Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I can't. It skipped my mind just that quick. But yeah, I was quick. I was shocked to see Queen Latifah. But yeah, but Kevin Hart as the master of ceremony.
Didn't work.
I think, you know, they wanted Kevin Hart up there doing the jokes, roasting the players and stuff like that.
It wasn't funny.
Ludacris was there.
Yeah, Ludacris.
Ludacris was there.
They had to dig.
Oh, and Adam Devine was there too.
They had to go find Ludacris too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, Adam Devine, like, funny dude, doesn't make sense in this setting.
One, I tell you, I did see a funny tweet when Kevin Hart made fun of Joel Embiid's name. They was like, look at Kevin Hart making fun of an African on Black Panther weekend. I thought
sure
that was funny.
Embiid? I thought I was Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't bother trying to announce Giannis.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to say your last name.
Giannis!
That's what you're talking about.
Giannis! We're like, all right, dude, we get it.
Yeah.
You can't say his last name.
Kevin Hart's a funny dude, but that wasn't his thing right there.
I don't think he's that funny.
Oh, you don't think he's funny?
Uh-uh.
Okay. No, I think he's a funny guy.
When he's in his element. I can't do the Kevin Hart thing, man.
That wasn't his element.
So, that was just really, really long and exaggerated.
It was very long.
And boring. And that was brutal. And yeah,
sounds like I didn't miss much.
No, I'm talking about while this thing was going on, Kevin Hart was the number one trend on Twitter.
And nothing was good.
And it was all negative.
All negative.
I went and saw Black Panther for a second time during
So how was Black Panther, Jake?
It was really good. It wasn't amazing. The reviews are a little too high, in my opinion, and it wasn't one of the best three Marvels, but it was really good. It was above the middle of the range. Marvel.
All right.
I've been hearing it's very good. Only one person told me they did not like it.
Okay. You haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it yet. Okay.
That person didn't like Star Wars.
It's better than the second, third Iron Man. It's better than the first Captain America. Actually, yeah, Thor, the first two. It's above the median, but it's not one of the best.
What is the best in your mind?
The best? It's probably between Winter Soldier and the first Avengers, maybe the Civil War.
All right, because I saw Avengers 1. I thought it was every other superhero movie. So that's like the best one, and I definitely would hate all of these.
Avengers 1 was good. The second one was just awful.
Well, happy I didn't see it then. All right, so then, as we were all saying, this performance to open up the All-Star game was very bad, right? I think we're all in agreement in saying that. Very bad, too long, wasn't funny. It wasn't good, right?
Nothing was good about that.
And yet it got worse from there. So, the Canadian national anthem comes out, and then, please welcome the Bare Naked Ladies. And I'm just like, Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes. Who the hell found the Bare Naked Ladies?
That's what I'm thinking.
And what are they doing on NBA weekend?
Where have they been the last 20
they're
years?
They're from Canada.
Number one. I get they're from Canada. Where have they been the last 20
Isn't
years?
Is Drake Canadian?
Yes.
Is that him saying it?
There's plenty of Canadian singers that are famous.
They've been doing the Big Bang Theory intro for the last 20 years.
That's them?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. They should have played that instead. Number
that
two.
That pitch is hilarious.
What did you just say?
The pitcher.
Oh, that's not what I thought you said. But that's actually very, very, very funny. All right. So, the Canadian National Anthem is like, where the hell do the Bare Naked Ladies come from? And I'm sitting there, turn the sound on for this. This is awful. Like, that National Anthem was horrific. I'm like, Jake, they can't sing anymore.
No.
They never really could.
they had one week. One week was good.
I don't think it was that terrible.
I thought it was terrible, Jake. Like, brutal. Brutal.
I thought it was off for a little bit. I thought the second half of it got better. I thought they improved as the song went on.
All right. Fair enough. I will give you that. So that was the Canadian National Anthem, which, again, I thought was terrible.
Now, I'm on a bear run at this point.
You didn't see it.
So I'm on a bear run. I went to the bear run.
That's what Fergie did. She said, you saw that? Hold my beer. Hold on.
I went to make the bear run.
Right.
When I left to make the bear run, Kevin Hart was the number one trend. When I came back, the number one trend on Twitter was Fergie. And I was like, well, what happened?
Did you rewind? Were you able to rewind it?
I was able to rewind it.
did you see this, Matt, live?
I did not see it live. After I saw it, the one person I thought of Roseanne. Was Carl Lewis. Oh. Well, Roseanne was just being like she wasn't really trying to sing it. Like, Carl Lewis tried singing the national anthem.
Right. So Fergie performs it, and I'm just like, all I could keep saying to myself is, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is the worst. And I don't know when Carl Lewis did it. I don't know if I was alive.
You should definitely YouTube that. It was at the Corey Center, the Brendan Byrne Arena. It really was horrific.
So I'm listening to this. I go, this is the worst national anthem I've ever heard. This is all I can think of is, oh my God. Oh my God. And then, this is live. This is before the memes and the GIFs. I'm live, and it goes to like Draymond and Clay, and they're just laughing.
That was the funny part.
They're laughing. They can't control themselves.
Draymond couldn't keep it together.
No. Draymond was laughing because he saw himself on the screen and saw how disgusted his face was. That's why he started laughing.
Okay. They're all sitting there like, all right, you have LeBron shaking his head, eyes closed, trying to stay all serious. And then you have all these guys, like Victor Oladipo with his big, goofy smile on his face.
Clay started laughing. He's always emotionless. And then, but you see Jimmy Fallon, like, on the sideline, like, yeah. He was laughing. Chris Rock looked like he was in shock. It was a horrible performance by Fergie. Like, she should be ashamed of herself.
Oh, my God. So, she turned the national anthem into this... Quick, Pavona, can you get this audio, please? I don't know why I didn't tell you this 3 hours ago.
They said it sounded like she was doing a burlesque version of the national anthem.
She said, quote, "The anthem rendition didn't strike the intended tone."
I gotta say, like, she had this horrible weekend, and her ex-husband is making those killer
commercials.
They're
great.
Yeah, those are great.
They're very funny, the commercials. Yeah.
I'm sure you saw a couple tweets, Greg. You're always checking on those, aren't you?
Which ones?
Oh, no, just what the people were saying on Twitter. I mean, I made the joke that sounded like she was trying to do Baby It's Cold Outside as the national anthem, and somebody made the exact same joke like a minute later. The best one I saw was, it was somebody for, I think it was CBS, I forget who it was. She said she was in the kitchen cooking, and she came running out to the living room because she saw somebody was killing her cat.
I saw that one. Here's the full quote. "I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem, and last night I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker, artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone, maybe because she didn't have any tone. I love this country, and honestly, I tried my best."
That's all you can say.
She
listen.
Tried my best.
Here's a few of the other ones, Corey. So somebody did the crying Jordan face on her. One said the national anthem has finally got Colin Kaepernick to stand up.
That was everywhere. That one was everywhere. The Colin Kaepernick one.
And then they did the opposite. Somebody said they finally got Donald Trump to take a knee.
Sure. Right. Very funny.
Good, man, she definitely was the talk of Sunday night as the action got kicked off. So I feel bad for her, but then again, I don't. Speaking of which, I don't know if they get paid for that or not. Like,
we're,
you know,
playing it, Corey.
Here it is.
That part right there is wild.
I got one question after this. Like, did she not try this out with anybody like before? Like, I would assume.
That was my question, man. You know? Like, she had to practice it.
Like, you know what? Maybe go different route.
This isn't a good idea.
So she don't have no friends because nobody loved her enough to tell her, do not do that.
I bet Josh Duhamel is like, do that again. You should.
He supposedly sent her flowers or brought her flowers.
Really? They have a child together.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that's, I wonder if she ever made those noises in the bedroom with him.
Oh, Jake. I don't expect that over here.
I expect that to come from me, not Jake. That's
I was a little blindsided by that.
Did not see that coming.
Yo, that's wild. Shout out to her, though. She gave it a... Yo, right quick, I heard this about, you know, not to change the subject right quick, Super Bowl performances.
Yeah.
Not only do you not get paid, right?
Yeah.
But if you go on tour after...
They get it.
The NFL persons. Gets some of that money.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. That's Vince McMahon right there. That's wild.
Well, you sign up for it. Look, you are getting a tremendous... You're getting a worldwide audience and stuff.
I get what you're saying, but if you go on... When I heard that if you release an album and go on tour after you're the Super Bowl halftime show...
That sounds a little... I don't know.
I don't know how they can
you
do
notice
that.
For
when
a fact,
I heard
though,
that the NFL gets a cut of that, I was...
How can
Lord.
They do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I need to see that, right?
Yeah, no. It was told to me by somebody that I trust.
Okay.
If it is true, then it must be worth it, though.
That's all that must be. All right. Well, what did you guys think of Fergie's "Let's Play Basketball"? Wrong sport, honey.
She's
come on.
She needed to go by that point. That was embarrassing. I feel bad for Ferg.
So then I was like starstruck. Like, this is like the worst halftime performance I've ever seen, right? Like, this is all I could think about. And I go back to what I was doing, shut the sound off again. I got the All-Star game back in the background. I'll talk about the game in a second. And then we get to halftime.
Yeah.
Did you see this at all, Corey?
I saw a halftime. I thought they had halftime mixed up.
Okay. So we get to halftime, and they get there, and Ernie's like, oh, what did you guys think of the first half? Charles goes, and Charles Barkley, the birthday boy, goes, well, all right, hold on. Are we really not going to talk about Fergie?
I love Charles Barkley.
Really? Are we not going to talk about Fergie? This is Barkley's first thing out of his mouth.
Because he knows that's what people want to talk about.
Correct. Yeah. And you know what happens next?
They just go in on
Fergie. No. Shaq goes, you got to leave my girl Fergie alone. That was sexy. I lost it again.
Shaq is a wild dude, too.
Charles Barkley's trying to get into it, and Shaq's just defending her. It was amazing. Amazing. And they didn't talk about the game at all, obviously.
Of course not. I'm telling you, that should be the crew for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I don't care. Put Shaq and Barkley together and just have them have beef. It's so entertaining.
It was so funny. So funny. And then, so halftime performance, what did we add? We had Migos, right?
Yeah, Migos and Pharrell. Pharrell headlined. Yeah. It should have been flipped.
Okay.
Migos should have headlined with some Pharrell sprinkled in, but it was all right.
Corey, you appreciate this. Badass Kids Entertainment in the chat room earlier had said, I didn't realize that Pharrell and Cisco were the same guy.
Yeah, everyone's dyeing their hair blonde these days.
Yeah, well, Francisco Lindor is saying,
well, that was it. That was the other person that did it. They were saying that he just got rid of the Isco, and just, you know, or just get rid of the Fran. That's what it was. Get rid of the Fran, and it'll just be Cisco Lindor.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't.
Get, I thought it was, is that, I thought maybe you had some insight on this.
I don't have no insight on that.
Everyone's dyeing their hair blonde these days.
Won't be me.
No? Mm-mm. What about the beard blonde?
Nope, won't be me.
All right. So I thought that was wild. Yeah, Pharrell, I was like, what are you doing here, Pharrell?
Yeah, they had that mixed up. I don't know. There was a... Nobody's heard no Pharrell music in a couple years now. You feel what I'm saying?
It has been.
You got the number one artist. You got the artist with the number one album in the country at the event. They performed for 3 minutes, and then Pharrell, I don't get it. Maybe they're not popping up.
Corey,
I
said this. The only thing it made me do is it made me miss the Neptunes. That's
yeah,
remember
yeah.
the Neptunes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
What happened to that other dude?
I don't know.
I have no idea who the Neptunes are.
Oh, they had
they're the ones that came up with, like, every great beat during that range is that you can think of. That's them. Like, Super Thug from Noriega, yeah. Everything's Neptunes.
They did a wonderful job grinding. Speaking of grinding, the commercial for Uncle Drew. Came out.
You gonna go see that, Corey?
I'm probably not gonna go see that. But my man was in the commercial. Pee Wee Kirkland. There you go. We've come full circle.
By the way, speaking of Migos and whatnot, on the next SNL, which is March 3rd, I believe.
Yeah, they're
the act. Migos is a musical guest with the host Charles Barkley.
Oh, that's gonna be a fun one.
That's the one you'll watch probably.
Probably
not.
Well,
Over under 6.5 skits messed up by Charles Barkley.
Well, this is his third time hosting.
Wait a minute, wouldn't that be March 2nd?
Whatever that Saturday is, I might have done. That's March 3rd. It's March 3rd.
Why do I think the show is called Friday Night? I mean Saturday Night Live. I mean
whatever that Saturday is.
Then that's
March 3rd. It is March 3rd.
Yeah, that is no. That Saturday is March 3rd.
Yeah.
I got something to do that Saturday, so I probably won't be in the house for it.
You can DVR it.
Yeah, I'll DVR it.
So you got that. And then I won't tell you the rest because you don't. Okay, whatever.
Who else is on it?
So that's Migos is the musical performance. Charles Barkley's host. A week later, Sterling K. Brown, mm-hmm. who, yes, to answer your question, yes, he's in Black Panther. Sterling K. Brown will be the host. James Bay is your musical guest. And the last one announced a week later, Bill Hader returns to SNL.
Okay.
Bill
that's
Hader.
Cool.
Bill
good
Hader
times.
Host.
That's the only one
you'll watch. That's the only one you'll watch, Jake?
Yep, I don't watch SNL. I haven't watched it in years. I don't know anybody who watches SNL anymore.
You're looking at him. I watch every SNL.
Right, there you go. So there you go. You're the one person
He's
I know.
The one guy.
I'm not the one guy. There's a lot of us, and I like it. It's fun.
No, I said the one person I know. I didn't say the one person in America.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
SNL is the creation of the liberal media.
No, SNL was great once upon a time.
No matter what, it's always once upon a time with SNL. Okay, guys, so we've gotten here. Let's get into the All-Star game.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Corey?
I thought it was good. I thought it worked out. I thought the new format worked out. I thought it played well. Obviously, it was more competitive.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but how cool was that in the second quarter, I think? They started pressing.
Yeah, no.
That was awesome.
I was shocked to see the intensity and the level of defense on the game. I took Team Steph with the plus three. Then I took Team Steph again at halftime with the plus three, and then they ended up losing the game.
By, but, three, by three?
Yeah, by three. Well, the 3.5. I got the 3.5 at halftime. So, I know. So, shout out to Team Steph. They gave it a run. But they should have beat them when they had all the reserves, I figured. But it was fun. You saw the press defense. You saw good defense down the stretch. 148, 145. What was the score last year? 197. Yeah, that was crazy. So, I think you kept the exhibition aspect of it, but I also think you saw that, you know, the players really came to play hard.
We also see them in the fourth quarter. Like, they normally try, but this time they really tried in the fourth quarter. Like, there was fouls.
Yeah.
There was defense. I mean, LeBron went ham on Steph Curry on that last possession, and Steph played hero ball.
Yeah, Steph was straight hero ball with that. You're right about that. That's straight hero ball Steph did. He was going to take that last shot regardless of what. He should have passed that shot off to Clay. Clay had the stroke going.
Clay,
so
man.
He should have passed that ball off to Clay. So hopefully he lead that hero ball at the All-Star break.
I hope so, too, because Clay was wide open. James Harden had room. He got into the corner and gave up to DeRozan. DeRozan didn't have a shot.
Yeah, standing right next to him. That was terrible.
They didn't get a shot.
They didn't even get a shot. I thought that would have been a trend, but Steph looked it bad on Sunday.
You know what I thought was a star that night, Matt, on the All-Star game? I thought Joel Embiid had a star night.
The big block.
Yeah, huge block. Two of them.
He's a damn good player.
On Russell Westbrook. He also like played the whole game. He played like 20 minutes in this game.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I know you don't like that.
I just don't get it.
And he did everything. He played the Rising Star Challenge. He was in the skills competition, right? And then he participated in the All-Star game for 20 minutes.
And then he's going to miss like, you know, three games every week. So
I thought he was amazing. I really thought he had a shot at the MVP, too, if he could just do something. He worked hard in that game.
No, I was impressed with the performance. He did have a big weekend, so shout out to him for that. Also a big weekend for King James, too. LeBron with the big game, and then obviously dominating the storyline up until the game and after the game.
But I thought that was really interesting. He dominated the storyline before the game, the thing with Laura Ingram, you guys talked about it on OT, and came into the game, won the MVP, deservedly so. Then after the game, of course, the story goes back to Laura Ingram, and I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, I was telling somebody that I was going to take her apart today, but they was like, you got to be careful. And that's like, wow, that's like, you know what I mean? Because, you know, because it's like, you can't really say nothing bad about her because, like, if you could say one wrong thing about her gender and then that'd be it.
Well, it's nothing to do with her gender. I just disagree with her opinion.
Oh, you know, I agree with that. I agree with her opinion also.
But it's definitely, you have to, Corey's right, you can't just...
Like, did you see what Michael Rapaport did?
I can sit here and say I disagree with her opinion.
Yeah, yes, you can say that. But did you see what Michael Rapaport did?
Yes.
That was wild.
Wild.
That was wild.
I heard he got fired. I mean, I really can't stand both of the things, him and Barstool. So I don't really care.
Barstool had to let him go.
For that?
He got fired. I saw it on Twitter.
He got fired and he started going nuts at, like, Barstool, like the employees, the fan, everybody.
He is pretty terrible, though. Like, I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm not a Rappaport guy.
No, he's just bad at it. I'm just being honest. I'm not a Rappaport guy. I don't really like to talk negative about people on the air, but that's just bad what he does.
You should hear him off the air, though.
Jake, you a Mike Rappaport guy?
No. I didn't get to talk about the end. That's cool.
No, you can go over the game. We're still on the game, Jake. What did you do in the game? Talk to me. It's a podcast, man. Do whatever you want.
I actually enjoyed it a lot. I thought the fix, I don't know whether it was the drafting that with the teams on the other sides. I don't know if it was that. I don't know if the players just decided this year. I don't know what it was that made them actually care this year, but it was definitely better for the fact that they cared. The teams being separate like that, the only thing is I don't think the jerseys were the best choice because.
I agree. You know what? I thought they were cool.
I didn't mind the design. My question was like just the fact of why black and white, and they could have done something for the city that they're in or anything like that. Or also, I just kind of found it hard. It should have been more prominent on the jerseys because I found it hard to follow sometimes, like who was on whose team. Like it took me like the entire first quarter to catch some of the players because you just automatically, instinctively in your mind, you know East and West. And it's like you're still trying to catch up to the fact that like, oh, LeBron's playing with Durant and stuff. That one was a big deal, but some of the other secondary players, you're trying to like, all right, I forget which side they're on type of thing. So you kind of forget, and that was my point. But I still say what I said from the get-go. Corey, you remember this. We were talking about it. I still say they should do the draft before the game. It should be in public. It should be like when you were in high school. That's where the draft should be done.
They are going to – now, one thing I did learn over the weekend, found this interesting too. The draft, the I don't know if it's going to be before the game. That's not a bad idea. The draft next year
– that'll be televised.
Will be televised. Do you know why it was not televised this year?
Why?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry didn't want it.
They said that.
Yeah.
Why?
Why you think?
Because he had too many teammates.
He had too many teammates. He had too many teammates, and he didn't want to be in a position where he was passing up on his teammates. So it was LeBron.
See, that's what makes it so fun if it's televised.
LeBron James was dead. LeBron James wanted to televise. Adam Silver wanted to televise. The people at Turner wanted to televise it. Everybody said yes. Steph Curry was,
and now
was serious that he was not going to participate if it was going to be on
so
television.
So now all the pressure, now he has no choice. Is that what it is? They announced it so far in advance, he has no choice.
Yeah,
just
so
pick a different team captain.
Yeah, I'm about to say, pick a different team.
Wait, right.
I still like the
captain
idea that they said yesterday. Forget, well, like, I was watching The Jump on ESPN. Forget the captains being decided beforehand. You do a little knockout tournament, shooting for hoops, and
they'll never do that.
That'd be fun, though.
But that would be fun. You could do that the day before.
You
like
know what, you know what it is?
Remember the one year they did horse?
Yes, I do.
You know who won that?
No.
Kevin Durant.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I think he might have been a rookie.
You know what's interesting? You know why they'll do it next year? Because they'll make a rule that you can't be captain twice in a row. The only reason Curry and LeBron were captains is because they're the two biggest vote getters, one in the East, one in the West. If they make a rule you can't be captain 2 years in a row, then Curry can't be the captain, and he'll do it. And that's what will happen.
I think that's more than likely what will happen.
It'll definitely be televised, that's for sure. All right, now, by the way, now is the moment you've been waiting for. You want to know who won between Team Corey versus Team Matt?
Who won?
The final score, 165-128.
Wow. Cool.
Your winner, Team Modica. And he walks off just like that. The all-in kid, Jake Seeley, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I'm Greg Sussman. We will see you tomorrow.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.